Our country failed you. That was Zoran Mamdani's central message in his America 250 speech on Friday. The New York City mayor never mentioned what individual Americans might do to improve their lot. Instead, it was all about what America was failing to do to improve people's lives. When he harked back to early immigrants, it wasn't as a model of hard work and personal responsibility that today's immigrants might emulate. No, it was to remind us that America failed those immigrants too, and only added to their hardship. We are told that America is exceptional because we are richer, stronger, more powerful than everyone else, he said. Really? Who told us that? America is exceptional because, as the English writer G.K. Chesterton observed, America is the only nation in the world that is founded on a creed. That creed is set forth most clearly in the Declaration of Independence, which proclaimed that all men are created equal and are endowed with unalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is those principles that led to America becoming exceptionally powerful. The truth, my friends, is that America is exceptional because here, nothing is fixed into place, Mamdani said. Actually, that's also wrong. The most important things in America, our founding principles and ideals, are very much fixed into place. Mamdani used flowery language throughout his speech to soften a blow-by-blow of grievances against the country that made him famous. The main villain in this hit job was a group he called the powerful. The powerful, Mamdani said, see America as an arena of supremacy, where only a select few are allowed freedom, where not all are created equal. America, they will tell you, belongs only to those with the right accent or the right shade of skin. While pitting the powerless against the powerful, Mamdani railed against those who have tried to win power and enrich themselves by turning us against one another. Division is the oldest trick in politics, and the cheapest. Mamdani should know. He hasn't been shy about using that oldest trick in his rise to power. He rails against our leaders, who do not believe in a vision of this nation as an asylum for the persecuted, but rather as one that persecutes those seeking asylum. He rails against the wealthiest country in the history of the world, one where children go to sleep hungry while the world's first trillionaire hungers for more. Time and time again, he rails against a country that is failing its people. He rails against monopolies that dominate every industry and oligarchs who buy elections. We see masked agents terrorizing our streets, eating food cooked by our undocumented neighbors before spiriting them away in unmarked vans. He rails against a nation whose immense wealth has been built by those with calloused, dirt-streaked hands, those who toil on factory floors and chisel into stone. And we see a nation that has allowed so much of that wealth to be held instead in the soft hands of a precious few. He rails against a health insurance industry that exploits the sick. Putting aside whether one agrees or not with all these grievances, his blow-by-blow was an odd choice for a time meant to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Maybe that's why he threw in some uplifting and unifying ideas, such as the work of fulfilling the values first enshrined in the Declaration of Independence. That work endures and it belongs to us all. But what most endures and belongs to us all, according to Mamdani, are the endless grievances he railed against in his speech. I couldn't help wonder how Mamdani's speech would have been received had he emulated President John Kennedy, who famously urged Americans to ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. I can assure you we'll never know, because for Mamdani and his ilk, a message of personal agency is galaxies away from their chosen message that our country is failing you. Whether appropriate or not for a day of national celebration and gratitude, it's a message that can only make his followers exceptionally weaker.